Welcome back. It's a Tuesday. Hopefully the sun comes out. I believe it's supposed to. We got new lighting in here. And different camera angles. That's good. The having the lights too. When you walk in, you think, I'm going to be staring at these things all day. It's going to give me a headache. And you just don't notice them after a sec, like 2 seconds.
Didn't make you hot or anything? I was worried about making you guys hot in there.
No. I mean, this room is 85 degrees when we walk in the first place, so it can't do much. So this is our idea. Do you got a siren? So this is a test right here. Let's say it's got to be big news. Like a Bo Byram trade.
Yeah.
Let's say we're going to practice together. Everybody, this is a drill. This is just a drill. Bo Byram has been traded. There we go. Flashing lights like it's a home run in Major League Baseball. They do that, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're really stepping up the game over here at
Let's
WGR.
Let's go.
We're not messing around now.
We got some. We definitely have some. We have some different effects as options now.
Visual effects.
I was disappointed when there were no colors for me to like no party mode, disco mode.
I mean, we could just invest in like a strobe light in here or
those LED strip lights that like the like, 3M strip that
like the people
super...
have in like their dorm rooms and stuff.
Yeah, I had those. Did you guys not do that?
I did not. I have those like around the back of my TV.
Yeah.
Like the TV lights. Yeah.
Does it sync with the screen?
It can. I don't have it do that because it could be distracting. Hmm. But yes, you can sync it with the audio from the TV. I just keep it on like one solid color usually.
Yeah. Just a backlight.
I do often, like, depending on the game I'm watching, I like to match it up with whatever I'm watching.
Ooh, like a blue and gold Sabres game,
sure.
Sort of a thing.
Yeah. Or like when I was watching the NBA Finals and it was at the Pacers arena, like I had a yellow backlight.
Yeah.
Because the court is yellow and the fans are yellow, because it's just an app. You just change the color pretty easily.
Yeah.
That's a new trend I've seen a lot of.
I've seen the one
TV
where, like, you know the scene in Rogue One from Star Wars where Darth Vader, like, lights up his lightsaber? I've seen, like, that specific scene with the lights that follow what's happening on the screen.
And
it looks incredible.
That's pretty cool. I've seen a lot of people put those lights in their cars now, too. They do internal sort of fancy lighting in their cars, which is an interesting move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know about that.
So Bo Byram did not get traded, by the way. Like that was a drill, so he has not been traded. We were talking about in the break, I had a buddy of mine text me a trade idea involving Byram that I'm kind of in love with, but it's not perfect. In fact, it's maybe one that a lot of people would hate. Owen might hate it. Bo Byram and, you know, I think I'll have to look. Maybe he had something else involved there, like Roseanne or something. Like nothing crazy. You know, there's no Benson or anything in the deal. Byram and like a pick to Pittsburgh for Brian Rust, who I think is still on the trade market. He's 34, 30 goals last year, but he's 34. And then my buddy also included in that deal Erik Karlsson. Now, that name is going to trigger a lot of opinion, and he's 35 years old, and you're probably thinking, what on earth do I need Erik Karlsson for? I don't. The Sabres need to be tougher to play against, right? Yes. Here's why I kind of can't stop thinking about the idea of Erik Karlsson. Is, one, I think Pittsburgh just wants out of that, right?
Right.
They just want to dump it. They have a huge cap hit. It's $11.5 million cap hit. It's a monster.
So much money.
Here's where the Sabres would love it. It's an $11.5 million cap hit for Erik Karlsson this year. His base salary, what you'd have to pay him, is $1.5 million. That is a Sabres contract. That is $11.5 million cap hit. They would get to the salary cap and not spend almost anything to get there. And the player, like, you could easily get value out of him. No, he is not going to make you tougher to play against at all in terms of physicality or even his defensive game. But he's a right-shot defenseman. If you trade Bo Byram away, put Carlson up with Dahlin. I don't know what kind of relationship they have. They both have played on the Swedish national team. They both just played the Four Nations together. You probably would need Dahlin to get him to waive his no movement clause. Do some recruiting.
Weren't they paired at the Four Nations?
I think a little bit.
They played a little bit together, but I mean, okay. Dahlin barely played there, so they
right.
didn't.
So you pair Carlson with Dahlin, and yeah, he's terrible on his own end. He will never be in his own end.
Right.
He won't be in his own end the whole season playing with Dahlin. They will have the puck 100% of the time.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you put together a pair of guys like that on that level of mobility plus puck movement
filthy.
And puck skills.
It'd be filthy.
You'd be playing Harlem Globetrotters hockey out there, but it would be awesome to watch.
Yeah. Like, I'm not telling you he'd be good defensively.
Like, no, it would be catastrophic defensively.
But I would never put him with anybody else. But just, you know, take him from Pittsburgh and like do them a favor, put him with Dahlin. You'll never have to worry about it. You'll never have to worry about him being soft or being in his own end. He's good. He's riding shotgun with one of the best defensemen in hockey. They're never going to be in their own end.
Yeah. How many years are left on that Carlson deal? Is it one year? Yeah.
1 year.
I'd do it.
Your problem is the Russ side.
I was about to say, I kind of like the Carlson idea more than I like the Rust idea. I don't have a lot of faith that a 34, 35-year-old Brian Rust is going to follow up a career-best season with another season that comes close to that.
Uh-huh.
Like this is the first time he scored above 60 points in his career last year.
That's right. First time he scored 30 goals
and
also.
So you think he's peaking now, or do you think he had 1 year where he probably played more than he should on a bad team and scored more?
Do I need to get 30 goals and 65 points out of him, or can I get what I've had 6 years in a row, which is 20 goals? Six straight 20-goal seasons. And I'm not telling you he'll do what he did last year, but
right.
Can I get 24 goals and 50 points out of him? Because to me, I don't love the player either. And the age I hate. But I also don't expect the Sabres to land anybody in their top six that is better than him.
That's really the question. I've fallen on this Byram situation too. I would love to see them move Byram for a top six forward. That's the only move I'd like to see them make with Byram. I don't want futures. I don't want another defenseman, really.
Mm-hmm.
I think they've added enough there that somebody will be able to play next to Dahlin if it's not Byram.
Yep.
I think...
because right now it would probably be Samuelson.
Right, which...
nobody wants to see that.
But, I mean, we're talking about putting the essential corpse of Erik Karlsson on his pair. So, you know, anybody can kind of function next to Dahlin.
Sure.
But with Rust, you're getting... you're hoping to get the same production of Peterka with even worse defensive numbers. And if your plan to replace Peterka is worse Peterka, and you've got to move out in a borderline elite defenseman to do it,
yep.
I'd rather just hold on to the elite defenseman at that point. If I'm hoping for an old guy to hopefully almost match the production of the guy I just traded away...
mm-hmm.
I'm out. I don't need that. I'd rather just be bad, because you'll be bad again because you got Rust coming out. Like, he's going to be gone.
That's where I don't agree with that, because I just don't think that the Byram asset is maybe that valuable in the first place. It maybe is becoming evident of that. I don't know what's out there. Is there a second-round pick and a prospect? Are teams even offering first-round picks? We know the Sabres don't want that.
I can't wrap my head around why Byram wouldn't have value for people, other than people think they can get one over on the Sabres.
That, or I do think the NHL is smarter than it was 10 years ago. I think there were 5 to 7 GMs 10 years ago that didn't have a clue. You know, Peter Chiarelli's of the world, Jay Feaster is somebody that comes to mind for me in Calgary. You know, there were other names that I'm trying to think, but Dean Lombardi, was he the Kings GM?
Yeah, Kings guy.
There were some bad GMs. Chuck Fletcher, Ron Hextall. I mean, there were some dopes.
Yeah.
Running the sport. Now, I think the league is smarter, and I wonder if it is smart enough that everybody's on the same page on Byram, that everyone would look at him and go, yeah, fourth overall pick, can skate really well, decent size, stayed healthy last year, put up some points, but we all have a lot of numbers that point to he is not that great without Dahlin or Kale McCarr.
Right.
And if we don't have a team acquiring him, doesn't have Kale McCarr or Rasmus Dahlin.
Which he doesn't want them to have.
Right. Exactly. It's got to fit with he needs to be the top guy.
Right.
And the team acquiring him might go, well, anytime he's been the top guy and not the second guy has been when problems have come up.
Right.
Sabres went on a 13-game losing streak last year when he was the top guy. And I wonder if it's tough. They're having a problem finding a team right now that doesn't know that.
Yeah.
That doesn't know that, no, he was only great last year when he was paired with Dahlin.
I hear you, but then you also, like, Cody Ceci got a $4.5 million contract.
That's another good point.
Like, what are we, who's smart enough to do that?
So what you're saying is they should have got on the Kings before they signed a couple of guys?
There's horrible decisions being made every day in the NHL.
That's true.
I think a lot of teams think you're going to be, like, that the Sabres are going to be the team that makes that decision.
Yep.
And I think part of it's that. And you just got to, maybe that's why it takes so long, is that they have to go, listen, we're not letting you run one by us here. Like, you need to give us a real trade offer.
Sure.
And, like, that could be a factor. I don't know. It's, you got to hope that you can get something for that guy, because that's a valuable asset in the league, I think.
You know, I'm looking at a list of GMs right now. We got to take a break, get the extendo. Like, who's the new dope in the NHL GM world? I keep looking at Chris Drury's name.
Yeah.
I keep looking at Chris Drury's name.
Yeah.
I don't know that he knows what he's doing. That thing is falling apart in front of him in New York.
Yeah.
I don't know that he's that bad. LA, you're right. It was LA. Ken Holland.
Oh, yeah.
Old school. Passed him by. But they signed their two defensemen.
Right.
So they're done. 803-0550 if you want to get a quick call in and extendo. We'll wrap things up, get you off to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up on WGR.